You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penelope Noir, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. We're talking shoes this morning, specifically sneakers. What's going on?
Well, we've talked about sneakerheads before, and there's a new show on TVNZ On Demand called Sneakerholics, which is hosted by Amon Tyson from Swidditch. And I thought I'd talk about that because it's a really good snippet into the sneaker world.
Love it.
Which is always kind of quite fascinating if you're sitting on the outside, like looking in, I guess. It's 7 episodes, 20 minutes each, so it's not a very long show, but it's really, really informative. It's broken up into sections like customization and things like that, and it has all this terminology that they kind of put in there and then give you the definition of, which is always cool. So I guess, what is a sneakerholic or a sneakerhead? That is someone who collects sneakers and is quite obsessed with sneakers and that sort of thing.
Nice.
I guess, I don't think it's every sneaker though. I think it's specific brands like Nike and Adidas and a whole lot of other ones that I probably can't remember.
I feel like of people I know who are what I would class is probably legit collectors, those seem to be the ones that they really lean into. You pick one or the other, you know? Kind of can get quite tribal about it.
Yeah, and it was quite fascinating to find that, because I've always thought it was quite an American kind of culture, so it was interesting to find that there were so many New Zealanders into it, like Shea Fu and DJ Severe. They are both kind of like integral into the scene, and they have like a collective called Pack Heat, and they all get together and talk about shoes and have shoe swaps and shoe sales and things like that. And the show kind of talks about, you know, it's the same thing as like when you collect vinyl and things, when there's people that kind of go, that are quite like elite and will look at your shoes and go, oh no, they're not really collector shoes, you know, and they might like buy, you know, two pairs of shoes, one that they wear and one that they don't wear, like how there are vinyl collectors that are that, like has to be like first release.
Pressed in a particular place. The gatefold has to look a certain way, 100%.
And like other things that are quite fascinating about the show is they don't just talk to, they talk to regular people. Like there's a guy who's an accountant and he's got a collection of shoes. The other thing that I noticed is that they keep the boxes for the shoes.
Oh yeah.
Which is something I do for all my shoes.
You also are a shoe collector, Penny. You're a Doc collector.
Yeah.
How many Doc Martens have you got, do you reckon?
I think I've probably got over 20 pairs.
Oh my goodness. I hope they're insured.
Yep.
What's your strangest pair of Doc Martens? Or your most sort of niche?
So my most recent and favourite ones are my Rick Owens Doc Martens collaboration, which is also what I collect in sneakers. So I have, like, I have Rick Owens Geo Baskets, but I also have the Converse and Dark Shadow Rick Owens, and can't remember, I think it's an A6 and Rick Owens black shoe.
Yeah.
I think that's the one,
You're wearing some Rick Owens right now. What ones are those?
Those are the Geo
Baskets. Those are the Geo Baskets.
Yeah.
Got you.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you also understand, the shoe collector thing, although obviously the Doc collector thing comes from a different space. Obviously there is this huge relationship between hip-hop culture and sneakerholic culture as well.
Yeah, well, I guess like Docs came from workwear and sneakers come from sports.
Totally.
You know, and then it's got the tribe that comes with it. I guess, you know, Run DMC with Adidas and that sort of thing, and then and just the whole collaborations with Michael Jordan and, you know, Khalid and Drake and all that kind of stuff. Like, and I looked up the most expensive shoe sold this year,
because
love looking up stuff like that, because I just can never fathom how much these things cost.
What are you working with?
The most expensive sold at auction this year were $2.2 million.
Oh my god.
US.
Wow. They brand new.
Well, they were bought for $150 brand new. That's what they would have been worth. The Bred Air Jordan 13, and they were worn by Michael Jordan during the game 2 of the 1998 NBA Finals.
Okay, right, I see. I was like,
that's, so that's 2.2 million for some sweaty shoes.
Some sweaty shoes.
Famous sweat.
Hey, a bit of magic sweat in there, though, yeah. Surely. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you touch them, you suddenly become really sporty.
Yeah, and it's crazy because this show also talks about people queuing for shoes, you know, and I remember seeing those queues in High Street, you know, and people, just all this hype, and they'd be queuing, like there'd be like 100 of them for 30 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
So they're just going in there on the lottery that they might have their size left when they get in there.
Totally, and people camp outside for those things as well. I've also walked past that shop on High Street that is like the one that does all the big drops.
Oh, yeah.
Can't remember what it's called, sorry, if anyone does know, 5395. and there were people legitimately who had camping chairs, sleeping bags, thermoses, the whole shebang, and they'd been there since like the small hours of the night previous.
I think about those people as if they are the scalpers, if for wanting for a better word, who are wanting to like resell them.
No,
massive markups. Is it the fans?
It's the fans.
Yeah.
It's the fans. I mean, there might be a few resellers, but it's the fans. It's like people who queue to get like Taylor Swift tickets or something. Yeah. It's all just that deep fan culture. Wow. Very impressive stuff. Well, thank you for bringing us a bit of Sneakaholic chat this morning. Where can people watch the TV series?
So this is on TVNZ On Demand. They're only 20-minute 7 episodes, and it's hosted by Amon Tyson from Swidit.
Excellent. I feel like that's a nice segue into some Swidit. This is Hocus Pocus. You're on BFM. Thank you, Penny.
Thanks.
Today's a new day, got the new J's up in the suitcase. Leather jacket bomber, only for the member. With this quiet E, trying, got no engine. Then a double parker, like the joint before I answer. Flight delayed in Malaysia, and I'm nauseous. License plate different, cousin from the tropics. Bottle Sami from Savati, tastes exotic. Sirens close by, got a distant narcotics. Got me like, hold up. You don't gotta talk to me crazy. My demeanor's cooler than the AC. Dames are here thinking they can play me. I came out on top like I'm Jay-Z. Let me work my magic like McGrady. This Moscato got me feeling wavy. I won all these rings with the same team. They had a Swiss size like the KD or A. See me, it's the same team. Yeah, I'm on that dang team.
This is Swidit with Hocus Pocus from earlier this year. You should definitely check out Sneakaholics, hosted by Eamon from Swidit, which is up on TVNZ Plus. Very, very cool. TVNZ On Demand? TVNZ On, what? You know,
rebrand.
The online
it's
one.
Plus.
It's Plus. It is Plus. It's great. And thank you very much, Penny, for bringing us a bit of sneaker chat today.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.